My name is Will Virginia. That little map dot on US 211, conveniently located 60 miles between Washington, D.C. and Paradise. This new year has arrived, affording each of us the opportunity for a fresh start as we discard the old and ring in the new. The new year, being on the tail end of the normally chaotic holiday season, during which time our focus is more on purchasing that perfect gift, often arrives like a thief in the night, catching many unaware. Now, each new year provides its own set of unique challenges and opportunities to excel. However, we may be both physically and mentally unprepared to take full advantage. Perhaps the single greatest obstacle to our seamless transition from one year to the next is our inability to break free of the old patterns and behaviors, that which keeps us mired in the past. The most common strategy is for one to make New Year's resolutions so that one can seek self-improvement in the new year. Now, these New Year's resolutions are often hurriedly formulated as the ball begins to drop in Times Square, and usually last as long as do the after effects of the previous night's debauchery. StatisticBrain.com states that 45% of Americans usually make New Year's resolutions with self-improvement or education-related resolutions, comprising 47%. Statistics.brain.com further states that only 14% of persons aged over 50, of which I am proudly in that demographic, are able to achieve resolutions each year. A fairly low success rate. Now, those in their 20s have a resolution achievement rate of 39%. My congratulations. Resolutions are often vague and unspecific, without any clear goal being articulated. StatisticBrain.com reports that those who have made detailed, explicit resolutions are 10 times more likely to meet their goal than those who make ill-defined and amorphous resolutions. Now, I normally fall into the category of never making New Year's resolutions, a practice shared with 38% of the population. Now, given that, I hope I'm not befuddling you with all these statistics, but I did find them interesting. Given that only 8% of those making resolutions are able to pay heed to them for an entire year, I often wonder, why bother making them in the first place? When New Year's resolutions are unmet, other negative responses, there's a compelling corresponding reaction to this failure. When you do not meet your resolutions, there's a reaction to this failure that usually causes guilt and other negative responses that can further amplify the magnitude of the original issue being addressed. For instance, a very common New Year's resolution is, I'm going to lose weight. However, if you're among that percentage that do not follow through on the resolution, that could cause discordance, dissonance, guilt, and other feelings that actually will help you not only lose whatever weight was lost, but also pack more pounds on. Believe me, I had made that resolution in the past. Given the relatively low success rate of New Year's resolutions, you're not hopeless. You're not helpless, because I'm going to offer several strategies so that one may have a more fulfilling and meaningful new year. Awaken. Have you ever noticed when you're walking down the street along the sidewalk that people you encounter often appear as if they're being in a somnambulistic state? The people with glassy-eyed stares cast down at the ground, completely unaware of their surroundings. Or people enthralled by the latest technological gizmo held in one's hand. I mean, you can see it. They're almost in a trance-like state. It's amazing that more of them don't blithely walk straight into an uncovered manhole or drive into a lake. I mean, how many times have we heard that happening? One must break the befuddlement and become fully awake and aware, fully engaged with one's surroundings and task at hand. It is important to awaken not only with regard to what is seen, but also to what is unseen. When one fully awakens, it becomes easier to establish a connection to the subtle energies that surround us so that we may take off the spiritual blinders that have hindered full view. When you become awake and aware, you can hear that small, still voice of spirit that's always with us. When you become awake and aware, you can see the magnificence of creation around. Being awake allows us to focus with laser beam clarity on our lives so that we may continually improve in the new year. Awaken. Next, live in the moment. Many people are like avatars in that while their bodily representation is present, their consciousness appears to be somewhere else. One can be focused on dinner plans, the numerous items on the long honey-do list, or any other number of distractors that present that the present becomes irrelevant and the future becomes relevant. We forget about what we're supposed to be doing, living in the moment, while our mind is focused on things yet done. Clarity is lost when one is not present in the now. Combat this by striving to live in the moment. Living in the moment allows one to counter distraction and be actively present in mind, body, and spirit. Mr. J. Dixit, writing for Psychology Today, offered the following 6 steps to living in the moment. He wrote, and I quote, "To improve your performance, stop thinking about it," which he calls unself-consciousness. "To avoid worrying about the future, focus on the present," which he calls savoring. "If you want a future with your significant other, inhabit the present," which he calls breathe. "To make the most of time lost, lose track of it. Instead of being aware of each passing minute, lose track of time. If something is bothering you, then move toward it rather than away from it," which is known as acceptance. "And know that you don't know," which he calls engagement. By living in the moment, you'll be able to be fully engaged and present in the new year. One of my favorites, embrace change. Many people, when faced with change, affect the posture of the solitary oak, standing tall and resolute against the winds of change. But when the winds become strong enough, the oak is uprooted and topples to the ground. Perhaps when the winds of change blow, is to be best like the lowly tumbleweed, the Calliotragus, instead of the oak. Change is inevitable, and is actually a sign of life. Stagnation is a harbinger of death. Some people enthusiastically board the change train when they can be the engineer, but will throw themselves in front of it when the change is not of their making. Others are all for change when it's perceived as good, and against it when perceived as bad. Change is change, just as energy is energy. There's neither good change nor bad change. It's change, it's movement. I recommend reading, or rereading as the case may be, "Who Moved My Cheese? An Amazing Way to Deal with Change in Your Work and in Your Life" by Dr. Spencer Johnson. And be like Sniff and Scurry to anticipate, seek out, and embrace the change that is definitely coming in this new year. serve others. Many people are self-centered and self-absorbed, which leads to living narrow lives. They expect others to cater to them without being aware of their own individual needs, wants, and desires. Break out of this self-absorption mindset by serving others in this coming new year. You'll find greater fulfillment and personal joy when your personal focus is shifted from inner to outer and others become more important to you. Volunteer at your church or spiritual center. Build a house with Habitat for Humanity. Provide assistance to the elderly or food for the indigent are just some suggestions. Another way to serve others is to donate to a charity of your choice. Dr. Keith Ablow, MD, a Fox News correspondent, addressed charitable giving in his opinion piece entitled Beyond New Year's Resolution, 15 Ways to Improve Your Life in 2015. With regard to charity, he wrote, quote, "Giving is a miracle because it helps others while telling your unconscious mind that yours is a life of abundance, not scarcity. And that invites more treasures into your existence." Quote. I believe that by serving others, one will find greater meaning and fulfillment in the new year. Plan and execute. I'm a notorious planner. I don't wake up in the morning without planning out what my entire day is going to be. So I can speak knowledgeably about this, plan and execute. Have you ever been confronted with a multitude of tasks or objectives so great that you were unable to complete due to a failure in prioritization and organization? If so, ask yourself, what's the plan? Making a plan will allow you to chart your course not only to accomplish short-term objectives, but to meet long-term goals. Assess where you are in your life at present. Determine where you want to be at the end of the year. And devise your plan to navigate from here to there. One must remember Robert Burns' admonition regarding planning, though, when he wrote, "But mousy, thou art no thy lane. Improving foresight may be vain. The best laid schemes, O mice and men, gang aft agley. And Leah's not but grief and pain for promised joy." It sounds better if I had a Scottish brogue, but I did my best. No matter how good the plan may look, one must be aware that it may go awry as conditions change. When conditions change and the plan is imperiled, it becomes necessary to call an audible and amend the plan. Now, my readers in Great Britain and Europe may not know about calling an audible, but for those of us that have watched professional football, when a quarterback has called the plan play in the huddle, and when they go up the line of scrimmage and they see some behemoth linebacker moving from one position to another, and they know that that pass play is going to fail, they call an audible. They change the plan. So that's what I mean by calling an audible. Never let rigidity doom the successful execution of the plan when flexibility becomes necessary due to changing circumstances and conditions. Please bear in mind also that a brilliant plan can be ruined by faulty execution, so endeavor to work your plan and follow through with action. When executing a complex plan comprised of many tasks, strive to remember the old adage about how an ant can eat an elephant, one bite at a time. Bear in mind with regard to execution that the time is nigh, and wait no longer to transform plan into action. No one truly knows how much time remains, so time is of the essence. Dream big. What dream makes your heart sing? It's important to not only take care of the mundane, but also to dream big dreams. Dreaming allows us to expand our reach, especially when the dream seems unachievable. Dreaming lets us push ourselves outside of our comfort zone, outside the envelope, and expand our reach into the world of the possible. Always remember that you're worthy of realizing your dream. For a reminder of this, you might give a listen to this very same topic that I addressed in Dream Achievement. It's hard to believe that it was almost a year ago in which I gave this piece. Write the equivalent of a bucket list of dreams, but don't wait until you're too infirm or aged to realize them. When you see the opportunity to chase your dream, you must act quickly, for one never knows how long the window of opportunity is open. Find your passion and pursue it in the new year. Finally, cast out. Determine what no longer suits and rid it from your vibration once and for all. If you've lost weight, donate or discard your fat genes. If you want a healthier life, discard unhealthy habits and make constructive lifestyle choices. Perform a fire ceremony and write down 10 items that you don't want to have in your vibration in the new year. Commit to banish them from your vibration and set the list alight and rid yourself of the unwanted. It's bridge burning time. Follow these strategies that I've recommended and prepare to have a fulfilling and meaningful new year. I'll leave that with God's blessing. With, again, best wishes for this coming new year.